Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1317, How to Tell Your Boss You Are Overwhelmed, by Lisa Jeffs of lisajeffs.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host of the show, and today we're going to talk about something that could be a little bit tricky, and that's admitting to your boss when your plate is just too full, because that's not good for you, and we're going to hear why from Lisa Jeffs. So let's get to it now as we optimize your life. How to Tell Your Boss You Are Overwhelmed, by Lisa Jeffs of lisajeffs.com. There are many reasons someone may feel overwhelmed in the workplace. Sometimes the weight of our workload gets to be too much, or external factors such as family concerns or personal health play a part in our mental load. Often when feeling overwhelmed, we believe that there's nothing that can be done about it, and we feel as if we simply need to keep moving forward. Though these feelings are normal, it's not a good idea to hold in your feelings of being overwhelmed. In order to be successful and productive, both at work and at home, you need to manage your mental load and stress levels. Having support in the workplace is a great way to stay on top of your mental load and reduce feelings of overwhelm. Having the support of your boss is critical for keeping your workload and workplace stress in check. But how do you tell your boss you're overwhelmed? Doing so can be intimidating. In this article, we will address why you should and how to tell your boss you are feeling overwhelmed. Why you should. Being overwhelmed at work isn't good for you, and it isn't good for your workplace either. Whether your feelings of overwhelm come from your personal life or workplace stressors, there's no doubt that it can affect the quality of your work. Getting support can help you to better manage your workload and find balance between external stressors and work life. By telling your boss how you're feeling, you open the lines of communication. Not only do you make your feelings heard, but you also allow for your needs to be met. Your boss can't be solely responsible for managing your workload, and if you don't share your feelings, they won't know what factors could be affecting your work. Allowing your boss the opportunity to help you overcome your feelings of overwhelm is good for both you and them. When you are feeling good about your work and work-life balance, you're more likely to be more productive and less likely to be worn down with stress. This can lead to fewer sick days, more creativity, and a general sense of happiness in the workplace. Though it can be uncomfortable, you should try to be open and honest with your boss and always let them know when your workload feels like too much. When should you tell? If you're asking yourself this question, then you likely already know that the answer is sooner rather than later. You should tell your boss that you're feeling overwhelmed as the feeling arises. Though this is the best case scenario, it isn't always possible. Sometimes you won't be able to tell your boss until your level of overwhelm is at a crisis level. Try to become self-aware and identify what happens when you begin to feel overwhelmed. If you can catch it early, your boss will likely be able to accommodate you in order to quickly and effectively reduce your overwhelm. Don't wait until a day before a deadline to let your boss know the task is too much. Allow yourself to ask for help when you need it, not when it becomes a problem for everyone around you too. How to tell your boss you are overwhelmed. 1. Have a plan. Consider writing down what you need to say before speaking with your boss. Use this list when speaking so that you ensure you don't forget to say something important. 2. Consider involving human resources. You know your workplace best. Sometimes it's a good idea to obtain the support of your HR department to help mediate the conversation. 3. Don't make excuses. You do not have to make excuses for how you feel. What you are going through is valid. It's okay to be overwhelmed, and it's good to get support to help overcome it. And 4, get support. Look to outside support to help you with your feelings. Talk to your support system both before and after talking to your boss. They may be able to offer suggestions for lessening your load or help you work through what to say. What if my boss isn't supportive? In the best case scenario, your boss will be understanding, helpful, and supportive. But not every work environment will be like this. If you tell your boss you're overwhelmed and need help, and they give you a tough luck response, it can be emotionally challenging. There are a few things you can do to move forward if your boss won't help you. 1. Develop healthy coping strategies. If your boss won't help you, you'll need to develop strategies for coping with the overwhelm of your work life. Consider taking time for yourself outside of work to recharge by doing things you love or by spending time with your support network. 2. Ask for help with home life. Find ways to minimize your stress at home if you can't change your work situation. Hire someone to help you clean. Ask for help with meal prepping. Offload anything you can to other members of the household when possible. And 3, consider finding new employment. If your work environment is toxic and there's no end to overwhelm in sight, you may want to consider a new employer. You don't have to work in a stressful environment if it makes you unhappy. Your feelings matter. It is easy to allow our feelings of overwhelm to consume us. But if we don't address them and get help when we need it, we won't ever work through these feelings. You deserve to be happy in your workplace. Your boss can be a great resource in addressing concerns or barriers at work that are contributing to your feelings of overwhelm. You just listened to the post titled, How to Tell Your Boss You Are Overwhelmed by Lisa Jeffs of lisajeffs.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And thanks to Lisa for letting us share her work today and regularly here on the show. Lisa Jeffs is an intuitive life coach and entrepreneur coach from Toronto who serves clients all over the globe. Lisa helps entrepreneurs and leaders, visionaries and experts discover and live their greatest life's purpose. She's been featured in publications such as Thrive Global, Tiny Buddha, YFS Magazine, and Awesomeness TV. As I mentioned, she lives in Toronto with her creative teenager and her rambunctious tortoise. So for more great articles and content from her, simply check out her website at lisajeffs.com. That's J-E-F-F-S. But that's going to do it for another edition of Optimal Work Daily. I do hope you enjoyed the post today. And come on back tomorrow for some more great content in our Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.